Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks have fallen in the darkness. Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, that means carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. And on yesterday, we began a series here on Ghostbusters about the Bible and the gay agenda. The Bible and the gay agenda, because what don't look good in the neighborhood today, ladies and gentlemen, is a lot of our young folks are not living out half day days. Did you hear what I said? A lot of young folks are not living out half their days. A lot of young people are dying before their mama and daddy. Now, normally, you'll have mama and daddy dying first. You know, mama and daddy done lived a long life, 70, 80 years, sometimes 90 years old, and then they die. But what's happening in the neighborhood today, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of young folks, a lot of people are dying early. And you don't hear about it that much today, but they're dying of AIDS. You remember back in the 70s, actually in the 80s, you used to see these people. They was dying of AIDS, you know, homosexuals was catching AIDS, and you would hear about it, and you would see about it, I mean, you would see it in the news and everything, but today, it's like AIDS don't even exist no more, because you don't hear about it in the news. They don't cover it like they used to. Why? Because that make gay people look bad, and so today, what you see on the news, you see gay people looking happy. Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, now you think about it. They call homosexual gay, you know. And now when I was a little boy, gay means you happy. You know, are you gay? Happy. But in the 70s, it started, you know, they started using that word gay as means homosexual. And you're going to have a happy life if you become a homosexual. See, ladies, that's fake. That ain't the truth. Our young people are being lied to. And a lot of them are dying early. A lot of them are dying early. Yesterday, our presenter, our teacher here, Joe Shimmo, he was talking on yesterday. And he was giving some statistics out how an average heterosexual person, a person who, you know, married husband and wife, they'll live to be, you know, 70, 80 years old. But folks who get into the gay lifestyle at an early age, they be dying out before they get 40. In other words, they couldn't have their life short. Now, the media don't tell you that. They ain't telling you that. They ain't telling you that if you become a homosexual, you're going to cut off about 40 years of your life. They won't tell you that you won't live to be 50, 9 times out of 10 if you get into some homosexual relationship. And even the people that I do know, ladies and gentlemen, that was homosexuals, I ain't never seen one go past, you know, 65. Most of them that I know, have died, before they reach their 65th birthday. And see, 65 is still kind of young. I mean, that's just retirement age. You know, God says he give you 70 years, 70 years, 80 years, and if by reason of strength, he'll give you 80 years, 80 years. You think about it. Most homosexuals, they don't live to be that long. They don't live to be that long. And ladies and gentlemen, that's sad. But I'm going to get on out of the way and let you hear this for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. So get close to your radio as Pastor Joe teaches.
Yet millions of people in our nation will hear the lies. And they're being taught the lies. And those who've embraced a homosexual lifestyle are being lied to by the media. The media is not their friend when they're promoting homosexuality. Because the Bible warns of devastation. The studies that have been done on the mortality rate among homosexualities are alarming. For male homosexuals, and these are the studies where obituaries are studied of those who die as homosexuals. And the studies have shown that an average between the age 35 and 39 is the average death of the homosexual male. And that's when recent studies have shown that the average male, heterosexual male, is at least 78 years old. Okay? I'm talking about males in general. It's brought down to 78 because of others that have died young and what have you. But the average age of a heterosexual male is 78. And obituaries show that among lesbians, that it's the late 40s they die, where the average woman dies about 80 now. I mean, it's almost half the age. I mean, you live over just over half the age of the average person. That says a lot. And now what our government, and I pointed this out before, our government places on packs of cigarette, the Surgeon General, warns, that the cigarettes cause cancer, right? Because it's deadly. But and I'm not endorsing cigarette smoking, that's bad. And if you're a Christian, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So you want to make sure you're not smoking and killing your body, because God's word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he that destroys the temple of God, God will destroy. But you need to keep in mind as well, though, that when the Bible talks about us being the temple of the Holy Spirit, it also mentions it in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 15 through 20, and it warns about sexual sin, whether it's fornication or whatever. And he had just mentioned homosexuality, adultery, and fornication. Don't be deceived, such won't inherit the kingdom, verse 9. And a few verses later, 15 through 20, he tells believers that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we are not our own, and we are bought with a price, and we're supposed to glorify God in our bodies. They don't belong to us. Amen? We're created in the image of God. And Jesus reaffirmed the teaching of Genesis in Matthew chapter 19, stated that from the beginning, God created them male and female, that the two would become one flesh, and what God has joined together, let no one set apart. You see, and I mentioned the Ten Commandments earlier. And the fifth commandment out of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt honor thy mother and father. Not thou shalt honor thy two fathers, or thou shalt honor thy two mothers. You see, that wasn't heard of in those days, except the scriptures had warned, for instance, in Deuteronomy, that God warns that a man shall not lay with another man as he would with a woman. That's what his law said in the same book you read the Ten Commandments. You find it in Deuteronomy and in Exodus, the Ten Commandments delineated. But it was husband and wife, a mother and a father. And this is the truth of scripture. This is the truth of biology, as to what's healthy, as to what produces children rather than disease, and what produces harmony within a home. I've shared with you before from a woman's magazine called The Red Book that a sister gave me, where the studies were published, which are now banned. The LA Police Department used to have they'd show the studies of homosexual murders as to how often male homosexuals would murder each other, how brutally they would murder them. They used to keep a record because it was so outlandish. It would happen so often, brutal murders. And because of the homosexual community putting pressure on the Los Angeles Police Department, they're no longer allowed to keep those records. And I also found records from the New York Police Department had the same thing. I mean, men that would butchered their partners by, you know, stabbing. I read from a book of the top forensic scientist over in New York, and in his book, he's not even a Christian, but in his book he says when he comes across a murder, he can tell right away that it was a homosexual murder because it was so brutally done. I mean, this is stuff that you don't hear in the media. You don't hear that one in three partnerships between lesbians has domestic violence, and that domestic violence among lesbians is among the highest in the nation. You don't hear those things. You don't hear about the mortality rate. And you know what? If the Surgeon General is going to warn people that smoking can kill you, how much more should it be warning people about what happens when you get involved in homosexuality? And how could a Christian and a good conscience who claims to really follow God and really follow His Word and see all the scriptures as to what the Bible says about homosexuality then ignore what's going on and just watch people being marched by the media into hell? I'm one of the best friends that a homosexual has because I care about their soul enough to say something about it, even when it's not politically correct, but because it's biblically correct, because it's correct based on what God has to say. And I'll suffer persecution because of my love for homosexuals. I don't have to bring this up. I could say, let's just talk about something else. It doesn't win a lot of favor with people. It doesn't even win favor in the Christian community because people don't want to talk about it anymore. Because they're being conformed to the world in many parts of the Christian community, that is. There's whole denominations, Episcopalians and Presbyterian USA and so forth, that are opening the doors to this kind of behavior and not warning the people because they've departed long ago from the true gospel of Jesus Christ and lost members, so they want to get more members. But we can't try to get members for the sake of members. It's not the church of Joe Schimmel, it's the church of Jesus Christ. What does he have to say? And that's what we need to go by. If we care for homosexuals, those who have engaged in that lifestyle, we need to lovingly let them know that God does love you. He does care about you. You were made in His image. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And He loves you, and He sent His Son to die for you, just like He did for me, to save us from our sin. And He wants to lead you out of that captivity into being the person He created you to be. You see, that's love. Love isn't patting someone on the back and saying it's okay as they go through the broad road to destruction. That's evil. That's evil. And you know, we're not wrestling against, the Bible says we don't wrestle against the flesh and blood, humans. We're wrestling against, the Bible says, principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. It says the rulers of the darkness of this world. In other words, the darkness that we see in this world, in the media and what have you, there's rulers of that darkness. The Bible talks about fallen angelic beings, demonic beings, spirit entities, wicked spirits who inspire, and it says they work through the children of disobedience. They're demonic forces that use so much of the liberal media to encourage these lies because Satan wants to bring as many people down with him as possible. And what's incredibly amazing is when you look at the founders of the modern day homosexual agenda, you see Satan's footprint within their very lives and their very works. That's what's incredible. And that's part of what I'm talking about, that you're not going to see hardly anywhere. But it's right, the evidence is there, and we need to be people that are talking about it. Because guess what? God will deliver people still. He's still in the business of saving souls. Amen. And His gospel, He says, would be preached in all the world as a witness to every nation, then the end would come. And it's getting closer and closer to the point where every nation has been reached. And in Revelation chapter 14, there's an angel that God sends in the mid-heavens to preach the everlasting gospel. He finishes up where the church didn't, in those areas where the church couldn't get, perhaps some of the Muslim areas, you see. But in the meantime, we need to get into as many areas as we can to share the good news with people. Amen. Now, I was reading a lot, there's different things I've been reading recently, but I want to note something in the Los Angeles Times, and I didn't read this particular article, but I heard someone discussing it, and it's called The Right to Love. They called it when the Supreme Court of California, 4-3, overthrew the will of the people in California. This was an editorial in the Los Angeles Times called The Right to Love. And just the title of that, though, think about it. And then it states, in the editorial, it states that with the sanction of the California Supreme Court, gay and lesbian couples stand together as full citizens at last. As though they weren't full citizens. As if you're not married, are you? If you're a single person, are you not a full citizen? No, you're a single person. If you're single, you're still a full citizen. And it makes the person believe that, you know, on Monday at 4:59, you know, you weren't a full citizen until all of a sudden you could actually go and marry someone that was another homosexual at 5:01, then you were a full citizen. But, you know, it's the same arguments the pedophiles use. They say, hey, we just love these children, and we should have the right to be full citizens and get married to children as well. And I'm telling you guys, right now, mark my words, it's headed in that direction to where they get more and more of a hearing. And as ridiculous as that may sound to a lot of people, if I would have told you 50 years ago that homosexuality would be sweeping across the nation, Californians be getting married, you would have thought it was a lot more outlandish than me making this statement about the pedophiles seeking the little boys. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to become legal for pedophiles to marry little boys, but I'm telling you right now it's going to move more and more in that direction. And once you remove the foundations of God's commands as a basis for right and wrong and morality, anything goes. You see, the basis of homosexual marriage is a jettison, just a jettisoning of authority and a foundation of righteousness. And the Bible says, if the foundations are destroyed, where shall the righteous stand? So if the argument is, hey, there's really not any absolute morality that we can go by, then how do you say pedophilia is wrong? Do you understand? And that's next. Just as they're now talking about polygamy. And Oprah Winfrey's there talking about, yeah, in so many years, this won't even be a subject, polygamy, as though it's wrong. Wow. You know, and pedophilia is around the corner. And one of the reasons I believe that is because the leaders, as I said before, the homosexual agenda, their end game is our boys, is our children. And in Holland, they've lowered the age of consent law, where a man can take if parents consent, that a man can take their little boy, you know, if they consent, they could take their child all the way to 12 years old. And if the parents don't consent, well, when your child turns 15, that man could take your boy, if your boy agrees. And the same type of lobbyists, and it's not just straight out pedophilias, it's many, or, you know, pedophiles, it's many in leading the homosexual community. In the past, I'm going to show you the record, have been the end game is our boys, is our children. Not with all of them, but with many of those who are most influential. So we need to recognize that husband and wife is the way God created it. That's what's natural. That's what's right. That's what produces life. And it's obey your mother and father. And by the way, that commandment, Paul says, is the first commandment with a promise, because the next part of that commandment, the fifth commandment, says that you may live long on the earth. But because of rejection of parental authority and courts seeking more and more to bypass the parents and their position in bringing their children up, and even wanting to teach sexual education, some of them, Barack Obama, as early as kindergarten to our kids, our nation's parents are losing their children. And what's happening? Our children who are embracing these kinds of things are not living as long as they should. You know, I just went through the mortality rate among homosexuals. Now, it's interesting because this doesn't shock me. It horrifies me, it shocks me in the sense where I can't believe on one hand it's happening, but on the other hand, because I know what the Bible says about the future and where everything is going according to the scripture, you know, we sang a song, praise God, and the worship team sang a song about how, you know, God had promised that he'd bring his people back from Israel, amen? And he did it, it happened. There's been literally thousands of nations through the history of time. There's only been one nation that ceased to be a nation and then became a nation again almost 2,000 years later. And it was the God of the Bible who said he would do that. And there's all kinds of prophecies that go along with them becoming a nation again that have been fulfilled, and some still being fulfilled before our very eyes today. And that they would become a desolation, a ruin, and people would pass their land saying, you know, this is the ruin, this was Israel. Mark Twain, when he went through Israel, long time ago, before they became a nation again, it describes it in his writings as being an absolute ruin. But God said he'd bring them back into the land and that they would become a nation of great produce again and production and become green again. And now you can look at an aerial map, you can look from satellite maps and see that are in color, and all throughout the Middle East, all these Arabic nations, it's just desert, brown, dirt, sand. And then right there, a little tiny Israel surrounded by these nations is green. Since 1948, when they became a nation, they planted over 1 billion trees. They're one of the top producers of produce export in the world. God said he'd restore to them their pure language. They didn't speak Hebrew. They spoke, those that were in Spain spoke Ladino, a Spanish version of, you know, a mixture. And in Germany, it was Yiddish. But when they came back to Israel, they regained their Hebrew language. And he says the nations around them would become hostile to them, and that they would be a heavy, burdensome stone to the entire world. So it is, you know? And there's so many other prophecies we can, and I've done message on just Israel and prophecy, but and I've been preparing some for a while to do for film. But I'll tell you what, you could just, some of them, and to deny them, you have to just deny reality. You have to just be willingly ignorant to ignore that what God's done and only God can do. It's exactly where God said it would be as well. That same God, though, he said, I alone can tell you the end from the beginning accurately. And then when he says it over and over again through Isaiah. And then he specifically points to his ancient people Israel and the history of their nation as the fulfillment of those prophecies that prove that he is God. And that's long before many of them were fulfilled, that now we can look back and watch them being fulfilled. Well, that same God also prophesied to us that homosexuality would be rampant in the last days. In Luke chapter 12, verse 28, the Lord Jesus Christ said that last days it would be like the days of Lot. What was it like in the days of Lot? Lot lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. And Sodom and Gomorrah was given over to homosexuality. And Jesus said it would be like the days of Lot. And even in Revelation chapter 11, it says that even the holy city Jerusalem would become like Sodom and Egypt. Because Jesus said it would be overrun by the Gentiles. And his own people would be blinded to who he was until he came a second time. And then it says in Zechariah 12, they'd see him whom they'd pierce. And they'd mourn for him as one mourns for his only begotten son. Amen. And then it mentions different tribes that lament. And then chapter 13, verse 1 says, then a fountain of cleansing would be open to them, you see. But right now, according to Scripture, things are supposed to get worse around the world. And the Apostle Paul said the same thing in 2 Timothy chapter 3. He said, know this, that in the last days terrible times would come. And men would be lovers of their own selves, and covetous, and boasters, and proud, and blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That Greek word right there, without natural affection, that's translated into our English, without natural affection, is the Greek word storge. Storge means family love. The Greek word is defined in Greek dictionaries as love shared between a mother and a father and their children. And the Greek word is literally astorge, which means without family love. In the last days, Paul said it would be terrible because people would be without family love. Jesus said it would be like the days of Lot. The book of Revelation says it would be like Sodom and Egypt. That's exactly what the scripture said would happen. And that's what's going on right now. I'm not freaking out, running around, oh no, I can't believe this is happening. The scriptures say it would happen. But I'm going to do my duty, and God calls me to stand up and say what's right and what's wrong and bring up my children according to the word of God and be faithful to my wife and to love her and to share the truth with my brothers and sisters in Christ regarding what the Bible says would happen to the culture, and that we have a job, and Jesus said, occupy till I come, and to speak out the truth to the legislatures, to speak out the truth, the prophetic truth to the state, to the leaders. And Jesus said, when you're persecuted, they drag you before kings and leaders. He said, don't even premeditate what you're going to say, because the Holy Spirit will give you utterance at that time to speak. The persecution will be ramped up too. So when I see scriptures that say in the last days it'll be like the days of Lot, all I need to do is go back to Genesis and look at what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. I say, okay, that's what's going to happen. And guess what? That's what's happening.
All right, we're going to stop the tape right there today, but we're going to pick right back up there tomorrow. That was a former homosexual who's now a man who loved the Lord. He's a pastor of a Christian church now. and he's on a crusade to try to even win homosexuals to Jesus Christ. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.